A bird on the brink of extinction has been found living in the lower Blue Mountains west of Sydney, but it could be under threat from a proposal to use Sydney's main water supply dam for flood prevention. The New South Wales government wants to raise the Warragamba Dam wall so there's extra capacity to hold water during floods. But environmentalists say the critical breeding habitat of the regent honeyeater could be flooded if the dam wall is raised, further threatening the already endangered species. Now, emails viewed by AM indicate the state's Office of Environment and Heritage rejected advice from ecologists surveying the area that they needed to do more work to see how the birds would be affected by the proposal. Kathleen Calderwood has this exclusive report.
This bird is so rare that this call is often completely futile.
Roughly every sixth male doesn't have a female to mate with, which is quite sad because you see these poor males just singing and singing in the trees and they're literally singing to attract nobody.
Ross Crates is an expert on the regent honeyeater and he's just had a paper on the bird published in the journal Ibis. It's estimated as few as 200 of the birds are left in the wild, and Ross Crates says many don't breed.
What we found was that only approximately one in three nests will successfully fledge young.
He found regent honeyeaters living in five areas around New South Wales, including the Barrangarang Valley in the lower Blue Mountains.
We estimate that we found a minimum of 21 adult birds and seven nests. So to find these nests is really significant because it's likely to be a really important breeding area for the species.
The problem is that Barrangarang Valley is also the location of Warragamba Dam, Sydney's main water supply. The state government is currently considering raising the dam's wall by 14 metres, not to increase the water supply, but to hold back water in the case of a flood. A government document says an event similar to the 2011 Brisbane flood could mean 64,000 people in Western Sydney would need to evacuate their homes. Emails seen by AM show consultants doing ecological surveys for the dam proposal found 36 regent honeyeaters and four nests in the project area. In a memo to Water New South Wales in December, the consultants say they need to do more research into those birds.
Given that the results encountered are in habitat that current science has no precedence for, it is currently not possible to assess the impacts of the project without additional studies.
Water New South Wales contacts the state's Environment Office, who eventually reply to them.
The office considers that adequate survey has been conducted for regent honeyeater. There is no need to conduct further survey.
But wildlife consultant Dr. Martin Schultz says more work does need to be done to find out how valuable the area is to the birds.
Unfortunately, the bird might be present one year in large numbers and then move off to somewhere else and then come back in a few years' time. So it actually needs to have a survey over a number of years to really define the importance of the Barrangarang Valley to that species.
Dean Ingwersen from conservation group BirdLife Australia says it's waiting to see the exact location of the birds in relation to the dam, but they won't support a project that would damage the habitat.
We suspect that they will be impacted. This is a species which is critically endangered. They're on the brink of extinction. We've been working really hard for a couple of decades to try and save that. So every breeding location for this species is really significant.
AM has contacted the State Office of Environment and Heritage and the New South Wales Department of Planning and Environment for comment. The program was referred to Infrastructure New South Wales, which oversees the Warragamba Dam raising project. A spokesperson for Infrastructure New South Wales said all threatened species likely to be in the area, including the regent honeyeater, have been included in the surveys. The spokesperson said the full details of potential impacts of the increase in temporary flooding upstream would be presented for public comment next year as part of the environmental impact statement.
Kathleen Calderwood with that report.